If only I could have a puppet, I'd call myself so very lucky, just to have some company, to share a cup of tea with me. I'd take my puppet.
Laurel Marsh is the Senior Development Director and been with Canine Companions for almost 10 years. Prior to doing that, Laurel was the Associate Development Director for something called the Buckeye Ranch. It's a long, long career. And you know, we're big on dogs here. I don't know if you know that about this show, but we're big on dogs. And Laurel spent over 16 years in nonprofit development. Canine Companions is a national nonprofit that's now been in business 40 years, which is pretty great. And if you have a situation that you are no longer much... I think about this for my mom. This would have been so great for my mom. But, you know, you drop something, you can't pick it up. Or in Dave's case, you want to get a beer and you don't want to get off the couch.
Right.
You know, there's a very important way to accomplish these tasks. And the value of breeding and training and placement and follow-up service for an assistance dog can be as much as $50,000. So we welcome the Canine Companions folks in here, along with a very special guest as well, who knows a lot about this. Sandberg, who's in studio with us?
My sister, Katie.
That's right. And Laurel as well. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Nice to see you. And thank you for all the work you've been doing.
Thank you so much.
Sure, of course. All right, Katie, what's your part of this?
Last year, Biscuit was asked to walk in a fashion show.
By the way, explain who Biscuit is.
Biscuit is the world-famous bulldog, uh-huh. Mine, mm-hmm. My little man. Yes.
My little man.
My man. That's so cute.
And Biscuit, I interrupted you. Biscuit was asked to walk
in. Oh, he was asked to walk in a fashion show last year. Okay. And so when we showed up to do his runway, we found out that it wasn't just a fashion show. It was to raise money for Canine Companions. And
so you fell in love with the cause.
Absolutely, yeah. Especially with my career and whatnot.
Sure. And your career is to help two-legged people.
Yes.
Yeah. Two-legged people as a therapist and things of that nature.
Yeah.
Dog therapy is like a really big deal.
It is a big deal. Yeah. Biscuit's done it.
I have a friend of mine in San Diego. She's a dog chiropractor.
Yeah.
I didn't even know it existed.
Oh, they make more than I do. For people, for sure.
Right. And the customer service is more fun.
Yeah.
So, Laurel, explain what a canine companion does and is.
Sure. Canine Companions Dog is a dog that helps individuals, children, adults, and veterans with a disability other than blindness. So they can pick up dropped items other than the reference of the beer. They can pick up dropped items such as keys and deliver them to the individual who potentially could be in a wheelchair.
Well, so throughout the course of the day, there's a million little things that could be important for, right?
Absolutely. And instead of having to wait for somebody to come by to pick up that dropped item, they've got the assistance dog right there by their side to pick up any type of item or open and close doors. And they can even turn on and off light switches.
And you guys brought a canine companion in today.
We do. One's in the room.
And what is this lovely lady's name?
This is Nakai, and Nakai is a dog in training with her volunteer puppy raiser. They are with a volunteer puppy raiser for a year and a half,
okay,
and then are returned to one of the six regional training centers across the country for professional training, which is where they learn to do the task-based commands such as picking up dropped items.
How hard is it to give up your buddy after a year and a half?
So our volunteers do this, but they also then get a puppy right before they're getting ready to turn in the dog, so that they go home to a new puppy to train. And some of our puppy raisers have raised 25 or more dogs for us.
All right,
we've been around for, as you mentioned, 41 years.
That's a long time. Yeah, and obviously with a lot of success.
This dog is so cute, sound asleep. I'm just curious, whenever you
see... It's the only other thing you can do other than be in show business is sleep at work.
I love it.
And Nakai's on a job right now, but dozing.
Absolutely love it. Yeah. When you see a dog like this, I think the natural instinct is, can I pet him or her? Can I go up? What's kind of the general
rule? Yeah, what's the protocol?
Sure, so the protocol is always, with any dog, but especially with an assistance dog, is to ask the individual if it's okay to pet, and usually they can say no and don't be offended because the dog is working. Oftentimes they'll put the dog in a different command, such as a sit, or ask you to offer a command such as shake so that the dog is working. If they put the attention to the individual that wants to pet them, then they're not going to pay attention to the person they're placed with.
Now, you mentioned service dogs. That's the term I would have used. Is that different than this?
So there's four types of dogs that we place, and service dog is one type of placement. Okay. So we reference dogs as assistance dogs because that covers all four types of placements, which is a skilled companion team with usually a youth recipient, a hearing dog, which helps people with hard of hearing or deaf, and then a facility dog, which might be where Katie works, where they are helping with some type of therapy work, but they're still a certified assistance dog.
Well, how does it work with you? Like, what would a dog be doing in with you and your people?
So the kind of therapy I do, there's nothing really except, I guess, licking them when I'm caught inflicting pain.
Well, that would be an important thing, too.
Yeah.
That would be a comfort dog.
I just think it makes life, like, happier. So work would be happier if they were there. But I
it's a nice thing.
Yeah.
I read in the notes that one of the tasks that you teach is carrying a bag of groceries.
Actually, for one of our recipients, they can carry the groceries, and then they can actually deliver them into the refrigerator or, as someone else mentioned, deliver something else from the refrigerator.
Bring the groceries in and put them away.
Yeah, how cool.
They also do – they can take – put the laundry in and take the laundry out. For some of our recipients, they –
can they fold?
probably not very neatly.
Probably how I would fold.
How old are the dogs when the training starts?
So they're born in Santa Rosa, California, and they start the
What do you mean, they all are?
That's the farm. Yep. And that's where our colony is, and we have 38 years of experience, and so we get the temperament, such as Nakai here in the room, and then they're flown to one of our six regional training centers across the country. The volunteer puppy raisers get them at 8 weeks of age and keep them for a year and a half.
So, Dave, they're bred specifically for this, much in the way that you were bred for Northwestern sports.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, I was.
Yeah.
But are, I mean, so Nakai is a white lab?
She's a cross. And So we have golden retrievers, Labrador retrievers, or a cross between the two. The cross is the most successful placement, then the lab, and then, sorry to offend the golden owners out there, but they are a little bit, have a low work ethic. So, but we need them. We need them in the program.
But still higher than, say, a pug or, you know, a
yes.
Scotty.
Hey. Okay, careful on the boxer reference.
No, I'm joking. I love the pug.
But you just know this is the best temperament with the most reward ratio for, you know, we'll teach you how to do this, and they're smart.
Absolutely.
Well, that's cool. Stick around. We got more to talk about. Let's get to – you want to lay down next to the dog, don't you?
No, I actually – because I don't want to –
Dave likes to sun himself, get in the window, warm his bones.
She is working.
Yes.
I've already found that out.
We could give Dave too. A command.
Yeah, I'm not sure he'll follow it.
Yes. There's probably a better chance Nakai will than I will.
Think that's probably true. Canine companions. We're talking canine companions. So it costs $50,000 to train a dog, and then you provide these dogs for free to those people who are most in need.
Absolutely. So that is the reputation. We are one of the oldest and largest assistance dog organizations in the country, and it is our privilege to provide these dogs free of charge to the recipients who are children, adults, and veterans with a disability.
As we said, the training is so much done by the volunteers. That's one good way to get involved. How else can people get involved?
Absolutely. We have an event here coming up in September, Hout Dog Chicago.
H-A-U-T-E.
That's correct.
Right.
And people can come to attend and support Canine Companions by attending that event here locally. We also have an event in St. Charles, Dog Fest Walk and Roll, to support that. We would love people to become volunteer puppy raisers for us as well.
How do you know if you have a good volunteer puppy raiser? I mean, I'm sure there's some screening process, right?
There's a little bit of a screening process, but there's individuals that have never had dogs in their life that come to volunteer and raise puppies for us, and we provide an extensive manual and support from our staff and our instructors.
What type of time commitment are we talking about?
It's a year and a half from when they get them at 8 weeks of age till they return them back to Canine Companions.
And during the day, how much time do you need to devote to training as opposed to just being a pal?
A lot of time during the day. We don't necessarily have a time frame commitment to that, but they also do monthly progress reports on how they're doing and where they are in their training process.
So, Katie, you fell in love with these guys. Are you involved now? Are you hooked in?
Well, Biscuit got asked to walk again in the fashion show, so yes, we are.
And what does Biscuit wear, like a tuxedo?
He wore a bow tie last year and a rugby shirt. Yeah, he was a hit.
You can see from Tales in the City, who outfitted them, and it was wonderful.
Yes.
Did he sign a lot of autographs, too?
He was the most popular one. I mean, wouldn't you say? He's on all the mailings, so I think, yeah.
He's on the collateral for the invite this year.
Did you give photography approval on the shot, specifically?
No.
Biscuit did.
Biscuit did,
his agent.
And a bow tie and a rugby shirt, does that combine your two fantasies? A guy in a bow tie and a guy playing rugby? Yeah.
Okay. Perfect, yes.
You can attend a graduation ceremony. You can learn more about the volunteer chapter, the Dogfest Walk and Roll we talked about. But just sniff around, get involved. And obviously, you want to write a check? Great.
Absolutely. And we have over 100 volunteers here in the Chicagoland area. They have a very strong chapter. And you can go to our website and find there's a link to volunteers to find out how to get engaged with volunteers here locally. We could not do it without our volunteers.
Hot Dog Chicago, H-A-U-T-E, at the Peninsula.
Mm. Nice.
Best hotel in the world.
It's super fun. It's a super fun event. Even if you don't, like Mary said, I don't do dogs, but you don't have to do dogs to go and enjoy it, and obviously for an amazing cause.
So you've met your sister.
Yeah.
Hi to Susan Ellison and everybody over at the Peninsula, because they're great.
Absolutely. And I do want to mention that we've talked a lot about dogs here in the room today. And we have one in the room, but we're a human services organization that helps individuals with disabilities, and that's important to remember.
Oh, that's the key. Yeah. Sure, that's what it's about.
And ask before you pet.
There's your dog etiquette. Can CLTV get a shot of our buddy here before we run out of time?
Let's see.
I don't know where she is in relation to where the cameras are. If you can get over by Dave or get with Andrea.
That's a good spot. Have her stand up.
Yeah, if she ever stand up right there, you can probably see her. Yeah. There you go. And, there it is. Great pooch right there.
Dog.
And that's a good-looking animal right there. No doubt about it. Well, nice to have you both here.
Thank you for the opportunity.
And here's something I didn't think I'd ever say. My best to Biscuit.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
I will tell him, yes.
Absolutely.
Maybe we should have him here.
Absolutely, anytime. You can keep up the great work.
Thank you very
much.
Well,
what's the website?
The website is www.cci.org.
CCI.
Canine Companions for Independence.
Got it.
.org.
Got it. All right, thank you again.